time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, we're looking at circus today, yes. And if you've walked past Plan Ballet in Geneva over the past few days, you probably wouldn't have missed it. The Circus Knie is back in town. But Knie is not just any circus. It is the Swiss National Circus. And as such, deserves a closer look in this week's episode of Swiss Up. So, Dario, tell us, when and where did it all start for the Circus Knie?
Well, as is the case with a few things that we generally think of as a very Swiss, the story of Knie actually started outside of the country, in Austria, Innsbruck to be precise. It is there that in the beginning of the 19th century already, a medical student who went by the name of Friedrich Knie and an artistic horse rider named Wilma fell in love. He was so fascinated by the artist's life that he abandoned his studies of the medicine and instead traveled the country with Wilma, who was performing. Later, he founded his own acrobatic troupe, which performed across Austria, but also in Switzerland.
So you're talking about the classic love story. Man falls in love with a girl and runs away to the circus.
Exactly.
Yes.
It is that.
Yeah, okay. But at that point, it wasn't quite a circus as we know it today.
No, not yet. It was really a troupe of acrobats touring different city squares and having like a wooden stage outside, so not in a tent. It was only three generations later and after a branch of the Knie family acquired Swiss citizenship that in 1919 the Knie brothers of the time bought a big tent and performed a show in it for the first time, and thus the Swiss National Circus was born.
And, I mean, it was highly successful because it quickly grew to quite a large size.
Yes, in 1926 already, Knie toured the country with more than 80 circus wagons. And in 1934, the circus was turned from a family business into a joint stock company. However, the main shareholders remain to this day the members of the Knie family. The circus is actually currently run by the seventh generation of Knies, with the eighth already participating in the show as in the form and shape of little kids,
right?
In the center of the city.
So it's solidly a family business in so many ways. Then,
it is.
But it's not really just a circus in many ways. It's also a zoo.
Yes, since 1962 already, actually, the company also runs a little zoo close to its winter quarters in Rapperswil on the shores of Lake Zurich, a zoo that also serves as a retirement home to many former circus animals, such as, for example, their elephants.
Okay, now speaking of elephants, do we have any in the current show?
No. For almost a century, Knie was famous for its acts with elephants, but in 2016, the family decided to no longer feature them in the shows. Lions, by the way, were also part of earlier shows, but the circus ended the Lion Tamer Act in 2004 already. The family says that the decision to stop, for example, the elephant shows didn't have anything to do with pressures from animal rights groups. It just felt right for them. It's a decision that they took, so they say. But of course, animal rights groups applauded that decision.
Yeah, there was I do remember. I've got long enough memory here to know that. They may have said no. We chose to do it all by ourselves. However, there was a lot of pressure on them.
Yes.
Regarding their animal acts.
I would imagine.
Yes.
As times change,
yes.
That pressure certainly mounted. But yes, in the end,
they took that decision.
Yes. Nobody will ever know how they exactly did it. But yes, they took that decision that there are no longer any elephants or lions in the show. However, yes, these elephants, some of them are still alive, and you can go visit them in the Knie's zoo in Rapperswil.
Okay, so, all right, we've got no more elephants and no more lions, but what is it that people can expect to see if they go along to the circus tonight, for example?
Well, visitors to the circus can expect a very fast-paced show with top-notch acrobats from around the world and a few impressive high-tech elements, too.
Okay, so what are they?
For example, some of the acrobatic acts take place behind massive water cascades that come out of an element suspended above the stage in the tent. That allowed for impressive water effects. So it's like a water cascade, one of the modern types, right? Like these water curtains that you can sort of write on, because the droplets of water, they come out in such a precise manner that you can actually make it look like there is a pattern on this water curtain. So very beautiful and impressive technologically. They're really acts for all tastes. Some more traditional circusy acts. There was a clown, obviously. There were horses and contortionists. And then some more contemporary acts like dancing with laser beams or also BMX stunts.
I think it's worth noting, isn't it? Although it's such an old circus, we know it's got an old history, it keeps up with the times. It's actually, it remains modern and fresh.
Yes, indeed. I was there last Friday in the show, and some of the shows really, or some of the acts, sorry, I should say, it really reminded me of some of the things that maybe I see in my pop-up in my Instagram feed with certain dance acts, in particular the one where they would sort of dance. There was a dance group, and it was all dark. They turned off all the lights, except for the dance group had like shiny patterns on their on the things that were wearing,
right?
And they would dance with like laser beams that shoot out from the ceiling of the tent. So that was really cool, and it also reminded me of some of the dances that you would see on TikTok or Instagram.
Okay, so all around then, Daria, you'd recommend it? You'd say it's a great show.
Yes, a great show. There is one thing that was a little missing for me, and that was sort of a lead through the evening. The acts were mostly really great, but it would have been nice if the evening had a bit of a story arc to string them all together. I know in previous years, the circus collaborated with Swiss music stars and comedians to do the job of sort of hosting and leading through the evening. It felt that was a little missing this year, but maybe they just weren't able to contract someone. I know they did a better job in this regard in previous years, but it's still a great show, and I would definitely recommend a visit to the spectacle.
Okay, all right. Do they have a ringmaster? You know, the classic guy with the red coat and the top hat.
Yeah, exactly. That was missing.
That was missing.
That's what I expected,
right?
And it was missing. There were a little bit of acts, like the clown did a little bit of stringing acts together, but it wasn't quite enough for me. It wasn't, as you said, that ringmaster personality that makes people's eyes spark
wasn't there
this time around.
Okay, it's interesting. Anyway, but that all said, worth going to see. The Circus Canis is in Geneva. It's on the Place du Cercle, strangely enough. And you can see that in Plan Palais up until the 17th of September. So it's around for a while yet. The Circus Canis is on in Geneva till the 17th of September. So, Darren.
Yes, and if you miss it until then, it's moving on to Nyon after. So you have a little extra space that is not too far away.
Okay, yes, always. I mean, it tours, so you can catch it somewhere else, absolutely. All right then, Dario, many thanks for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up, taking a look at the Circus Canis. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, of course you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/swissup.